Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports by Live Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out bums, oh boy, for 40 years. That's right. Four decades, knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning journalist. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You know more, because you're still on the pay-per-view. Obviously, nobody's buying it. Everybody I talk to, just about, except for people within the Ring Talk crew, they're like stealing the pay-per-view, and they're getting it for free. And of course, we're paying $89 and $90 because we're part of the boxing establishment, and we have to do the right thing and that kind of good stuff. But at the end of the day, who really is paying for pay-per-view, and will they come up with a new concept soon to stop the cheating? We'll talk about that in depth. Straight up, I'll talk about Rocky Marciano to an extent today. Somebody sent me a clip on Marciano, wanted me to talk about Marciano. Of course, Mike Tyson, the former heavyweight champion of the world, 58 years old now, not taking on the impeccable one. In fact, he backed out of a fight with Bailey Peck. He's taking on Jake Paul instead. Jake Paul, a once-beaten fighter. Of course, Jake Paul, not really a fighter, bit of a YouTube celebrity, this and that. I mean, he gets himself in good shape. There's no doubt about it. Jake Paul comes to fight, but can Jake Paul really spell fight? I mean, if you lay the letters out on a piece of paper, I don't know. And can Mike Tyson spell fight at the age of 58? I mean, think about that. Here's a guy that was wrecking people when he was young. And remember, he only had a short tenure. I mean, he won the title, I think, in 1988 and lost it in 1990. Or he laid eight in 1987 and lost it in 1990. He was only champion for like 2.5 years. Bottom line is, Mike didn't have a long run. Like Muhammad Ali told Larry Merchant at that point in time, yeah, when he knocked out Trevor Burbick, of course, at the Las Vegas Hilton, I think in the first or the second round for the world heavyweight title, the first time, the WBC version, what did Larry Merchant say to Muhammad Ali? What do you think? And Ali said, let's see how long he holds it. That's right. He only held it 2 years. So can you call Mike Tyson one of the greatest of all times? Maybe. But, you know, as far as all-time heavyweight champions concerned, it's really hard to discern number one from number 10. But straight up, we'll have a good time today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As I said, the impeccable one is here. Sir Thomas Dillamuth will be here. We'll hear from Jerry Nennis. And basically, maybe, we'll take a trip down memory lane with a couple of, how about the biggest fraud in the history of boxing, Jorge Kawagi? That and more after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We'll be right back. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Are we ready? You going to run the one more?
Yeah, 5:30.
I'm not running at 5:30, but I'm running straight up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. In hour number two, I'm going to preview this right now. I'm going to go into the career of Jorge Kawagi. He was a Mexican congressman who turned professional boxer and with the aid of the WBC ran off 12 fights, and all 12 fights were fixed. All 12 fights were fixed. In fact, one fight he had with Buck Smith, or Buck Smith being the guy that had almost 200 fights, had a pretty good record, but fought a lot of bums. Bottom line is Buck Smith went down to Mexico City and cut himself, had actually had a doctor cut him with a razor blade before the fight started so he would bleed during the fight and make Kawagi look even better. I kid you not, straight up, we'll talk. And when they took, when they brought this young man before a grand jury, he didn't want to say anything. He took the fifth. I kid you not. So we'll talk about that. No, I'm talking about, I mean, at one point in time, you got to say to yourself, how can a guy go 12-0 with 12 knockouts and all 12 knockouts be fixed fights? We'll talk about that an hour or two when I go deep on Jorge Kawagi. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Boots Ennis, the winner last night. He tops Karen again. Of course, Karen has a difficult last name, so we'll call him Chuzazian. But the bottom line is he's now 24-3, 13 KOs. Lost his second fight to Ennis, although this one was competitive. Karen won the first three rounds in my book. There's no doubt about that. But after that point, Ennis started to pick him apart, hurt him a couple times. And at the end, just like he was one weight division smaller than Jerry Ennis. Of course, Jerry Ennis now fighting at 154. At this point in time, let's bring in, of course, Sir Thomas Dillon with the Sunday Shot Caller. And let's give Boots some credit. Let's give Boots a grade for last night, Tommy D.
You want me to give him a grade or give him credit? Because I don't really want to give him credit. I give him a grade, and I think the grade was, C minus. I was not impressed with Boots's performance. I didn't like the little, I guess you could call it showmanship, or whatever. When he kept screaming at the corner, saying "I got it."
The whole thing about the fight, the shuck and jive.
Yeah, that and telling his corner, "Oh, don't worry, I got him." I mean, the whole fight was. I thought it was a bad fight. I actually scored the fight a draw. A lot of people may kill me for this. I thought the fight was a draw, and the only reason it was a draw is because Boots had the knockdown, and then they took the point away from him. But I gave Karen 7 rounds in that fight. Boots' defense was terrible. I mean, you know, he's got to work on his defense. He was getting too much.
Boots is not that good. The guy's had 33 fights. When do you start working on your defense after, the 34th fight?
I agree. I mean, the last fight, they criticized Karen because they said he was running. You know, he was boxing. But, you know, that's just the cliche people say when you're boxing and moving, they say you're running. That was a cliche. But, you know, Boots couldn't cut off the ring. This fight, Karen was on his front foot. He had Boots on his back foot pretty much the whole entire fight.
What about those judges? 119-107?
That's ridiculous. It's 117,
109, and 116, 110. Let me tell you, there was a 4-round judge working over in Oakland, California a few weeks ago, and I got on his ass because of the fact that one guy won 1 round clearly. I mean, the opponent, he was like 1-14 against a guy that was like 14-0. Okay, but there was one round in which he clearly won, Tommy D. I mean, he won that round. And you saw him go back to his corner proud. You know where I'm coming from? And the judge burned him and said it was 40-36. And I looked over at the judge and said, "You don't realize what you just did right now." He goes, "What's that?"
That's
I go,
crazy.
You messed with somebody's mind. Because you know what I'm saying? I mean, a guy that's an opponent, the world's against him. The boxing world's against him. The promoter brought him in to lose. Okay, I mean, there's no doubt about it. The other guy supposedly has more talent. He's selling the tickets, whole nine yards. Everything's working against you, and then this happens. So, you know, boxing a little weird. But you got to give Karen credit last night. Of course, that first fight they had in January 2020 and 23, I think it was like 121-108, a shutout across the board. This one wasn't a shutout, but you wouldn't know it from the scorecards.
No, you would if you didn't watch the fight. And you saw the highlights, and you saw the scorecard. You thought Boots, you know, annihilated this guy, and that's so, you know, different. You know, that's so not the case. I mean, I thought if you wanted to, if me being nice, and I'll watch the fight again, you know, and just check. If you wanted to score 6-6, and then Boots won, I have no problem with that. But I personally gave Karen 7 rounds. I thought Karen won the last 2 rounds. I thought it was clearly one of the last 2 rounds.
You know, let's be honest. Karen is a guy. I mean, Karen is a guy. In the world of trans fighters, evidently that Olympic thing with the chick from wherever the hell she was from, or the guy was from. Anyway, Daniel Ogden, my Saturday producer, was in there telling me some stuff about him yesterday. If he told me what was true, that guy should have never fought in the Olympics. If he has a micro men's member, he should not be fighting in females. No. I'm trying to be clean and say this.
Yes. Yeah. No. I agree with you. And supposedly it came out that he does.
Oh, that's scary.
I don't.
Hey, I tell you what.
You know what's even scarier?
Strip searching people when you're with the SFPD. You had to strip search people, and then you tell them to jump up and down. Okay? You know, wait for something to fall out. Sometimes things did fall out, things you didn't want to see.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Okay, let's go from my days with the SFPD. Should I be impressed with Raymond Ford?
I think it was good performance. The guy, you know, he hurt the guy. He knocked the guy down, I believe, twice. He hurt him real bad early in the fight, and then the guy kind of was on his, you know, on his bike pretty much, just trying to survive pretty much the last few rounds. But, yeah, I don't see why not. It was a good performance after coming off his first loss. A first loss, which was a competitive fight. It was a close fight. You know, some people said Ray Ford won the fight, right? So, I mean, yeah, and then now he's moved up in weight to 130. You know, there's some fights there for him. If they can make it happen, there's some champions there. You know, he could fight your guy, Oshaki Foster. Right? He's a champion.
Sleepy? Oh, Sleepy? He got the wrong name. There's no shock. Anything he does, there's no shock to it.
Wait.
You're a big Foster fan. Where is the shock?
Where's the shock?
The shock was when they robbed him the first time.
That was the shock. Yeah, that was a complete shock.
Okay, speaking of shock, Bam Rodriguez. Not Bam Bam, Bam Rodriguez. Jesse Rodriguez now, 21 zip, 14 KOs, of course, takes out Pedro Guevara, of course. I saw the headline the day before, Pedro makes weight. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
Pedro makes weight. And then the next day it says, Pedro gets drilled.
I'm sorry to hear that, Pedro.
Well, it is what it is. Pedro Guevara, I mean, hey, he was just too small. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And this guy was just too small.
He was just too small. But, you know, he's a veteran guy. You know, he's been in, what, like six, seven championship fights. I mean, it was a good showcase for Bam Bam. I mean, you know, and very impressive. The guy's never been stopped, right? So, I mean, I'm very impressed with this kid, Bam Rodriguez. I think he's got to be in the top three, maybe top five pound-for-pound fighters right now. Only 24 years old, too, you know, and who knows what this kid can do, you know, if he moves up in weight later on in his career. You know, I'm very impressed with him, you know, and I like the way they're matchmaking him, too. He's fighting veteran guys. I'm sure they're trying to set him up to fight Chuck Latito, who's, I think he's, you know, I think he's kind of done already.
Time out. Chuck Latito, of course, Gonzalez, right, from Nicaragua, right?
Yes, yes.
You know what? There's another guy that I need Viagra to watch him. Why? Why? He just bores me. Am I not watching the right guy or something?
I think you're not watching the right guy, in my opinion. I don't know what fights you might have seen. I mean, I think he's excited. I mean, I think he's you know, he should probably hang him up. I don't think he can fight anymore. I don't know if he's still gonna fight or if he's retired or what. But you know, I like Chocolatito. I mean, remember at one time HBO. When HBO was HBO.
Oh, that was Max Kellerman. Him and Max Kellerman had an intimate relationship.
With a bunch of guys.
I don't know, with a bunch of guys.
You know, speaking of Max Kellerman, he was in love with Gamboa. I mean, when Gamboa first came on the scene, I'd never seen such a fan of a fighter on TV more than I saw Kellerman vouch for Gamboa.
Do you know what we called him when he broke in? You know what we were calling him? Keller Boy.
Keller Boy?
Keller Boy.
Why is that?
Because it's not Kellerman, Keller Boy.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. But Max was a good guy. We had some fun. Went to his crib there in New York City, and we may have smoked some cannabis. I don't know if it was illegal back then, so I don't want to cop to it. But the bottom line is, you know, Max and I were pretty cool back in the day. And of course, Max started out on public access television, went to ESPN, became a bit of a star, of course, went to HBO, and replaced the great Larry Merchant, something that not too many people could do. I don't think he did it well, but then who could replace Larry?
Yeah, I like Max Kellerman. I like Max Kellerman that wasn't HBO. I liked him before HBO. I think when he got to HBO, he kind of became more of a company man. And, you know, I liked him when he had his own personal opinions, and he was somewhat, you know, neutral and not biased. I mean, when he was at HBO, I felt like he was more biased to the HBO fighters, you know, to the house guys.
That's why they kept me on international television. I had too many opinions. I'll tell it like it is. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Jerry Ennis now 33 and zip, 29 KOs, but am I impressed? No.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, he went on the road to beat Vladimir Klitschko in a fight. He was a 6-1 underdog. Here he is on the road against Deontay Wilder, looking for all the world like he's pulling another upset.
There's a right cross that lands for Fury.
At that moment, did anyone in this arena really think Tyson Fury was going to get up? He did.
That is toughness, man. I can't.
He did.
And credit to Jack Reese for not stopping it.
Of course, that is the call. Wilder and Fury back in the day. Of course, one of the former heavyweight champions, were one of the greatest heavyweight champions in the minds of a lot of people. Mike Tyson comes back to the ring this week, of course, against Jake Paul. It would be a 10-round fight, I believe, in 10 2-minute rounds. And Tommy D will correct me if I'm wrong here. But the bottom line is, of course, Tyson hasn't been in the ring since 2000. I take that back. He had an exhibition with Roy Jones, I think, a couple of years ago. But before that, it was a fight with Kevin McBride back in 2004 in Washington, D.C. Of course, that was a sad event. Of course, he got beat by McBride. I think that, personally, I could have beat McBride, whether at any point in my life I could have beat Kevin McBride. And how Mike Tyson couldn't beat him that day was just a mind blower. But the bottom line is, the Irishman won the day and Mike Tyson retired. Of course, he was long past his prime. Remember this, Mike Tyson, when he fought these guys like Lennox Lewis and this, you know, he was almost 15, 20 years a pro. Bottom line is, Mike Tyson turned pro in 1984. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Tommy D, is that a fight or is that just an attraction? What's going on?
It's more of an attraction, if anything. I can't imagine that it's going to be a real fight. I think it's just, it's a nice little money grab, if you want to, if that's what you want to call it. If anything, it's a money grab more than anything. I mean, hopefully Mike is getting a nice payday for this, because, you know, I don't see how Jake Paul can hurt Mike or defeat Mike. I know that the age difference is huge and Mike is old, but it would be so sad to see, you know, Mike, you know, go down or take a loss to this kid. I mean, I think that would just be a travesty.
Well, you know, listen, Mike wouldn't take on the impeccable one. We tried to get him in there with Bailey and he didn't want to do it. So, you know, bottom line is Jake Paul was next. Of course, Jake Paul, the YouTube star that he was, I think, you know, and he, how can I put this? He lost, didn't he lose to Fury's brother? Didn't he lose that one fight to Fury's brother?
To Fury's brother, it was like a 6 or 8 rounder. He got lost the decision.
And Fury's brother couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue.
No. Yep. Yeah, I don't even think the Furies claim him.
I think the father can fight better than that Fury.
Yeah. The father's definitely more fiery, I tell you that much.
The father's I can't, they're traveling people, and I don't know if they still travel, but that means they don't live in a house, and they sort of like buses, and they're gypsies. I mean, that's what these guys, they're gypsies. And gypsies here in the United States, I hate to say it, now maybe there's a straight gypsy out there, but I never knew a straight gypsy ever.
Yeah, I mean, I have my personal feelings about Tyson Fury and his father. I don't want to get into it. I don't really like them. I think they're bad for boxing. I think they've got away with a lot of,
a lot of crap.
Activity. Yeah. So
inactivity, picking on guys that they can, like Otto Waylon and people like that.
Yeah. And, and being associated with that Kinahan guy. A lot of people don't mention that, but, he was associated with him. So
let's talk about that. Explain to the audience who you're talking about.
Kinahan was, I forget his first name. That's the guy that he's wanted in the U.S. He's like a big, I don't know, what do you call him, but he's a criminal.
He's a financier. And,
he's a criminal. And I think that's one of the reasons Fury had to leave the United States, because he was associated with him. Because Fury was living in the United States somewhere in California, he's associated with the guy. The guy's a criminal. And, is it Daniel Kinahan?
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
Yeah. So, I mean,
we'll do some research on him. We'll do a little special on him next week. We'll do a segment on him. Let's talk about Keyshawn Davis. Impressed?
I mean, I was impressed because not too much. I mean, he fought a guy that, that didn't come to fight, in my opinion. So, I mean, it was a showcase, a home showcase for him. Good for him. The guy came in overweight. I think that was more of a... what you call it, just for show, right? So, I mean, the guy didn't come prepared. I think they knew that he was going to come in overweight. I think they paid him to come in overweight, right? I think at the end of the day, the guy's never fought at 135, maybe like once. His last fight was at 140, and then you ask him to come down 135. I think they already knew. I think it was all for show. But credit to Keyshawn. He did what he was supposed to do, and he did it, right? I mean, a lot of guys, they get that situation at home, and they don't close the show, and he stopped the guy, and what he did what he was supposed to do.
But he
as
drew,
far as being impressed,
and he drew 11,000 people.
And he drew 11,000 people. So I mean that was pretty good. And one of the champions pulled out that fight of injury. I think Brian Norman Jr. was supposed to be on that card, and he pulled out, and they still did pretty well. He had his brothers on there. But I think he needs to slow down as far as like looking for the big fights, like wanting to fight Tank Davis and stuff. I think he's got to slow down a little bit, go win a title or something first.
You know what? I'm not with you on that one. I think he should go straight at Tank Davis. I think Tank Davis is ready to go. He's short. Let me tell you, anytime you get a chance to fight a guy that's smaller than you, I jump on it. I just jump. I mean, I relish the thought. I never got to fight too many guys smaller than me. I thought guys were bigger than me, but not small.
Yeah.
I mean, I relish the thought, man. And to have a size advantage over somebody is something I can use to my advantage, and I did often. But I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about the former junior welterweight champ. I want to mention this because he never gets any props here. Sobrio Matias scored a TKO. Of course, I think he's back at home in Bayamon, Puerto Rico. My own Bayamon, Puerto Rico. I miss that place. Bayamon. You ever been to Puerto Rico, Tommy?
When I was a kid, I was there. I was like 9 or 10 years old. I've been there.
Yeah,
I need to go back.
Bayamon is where Hector Camacho got killed.
Yes.
And that was the same place I told you we were in San Juan when Camacho wouldn't come out when we were doing TV at the arena. The promoter comes over, taps me on the shoulder. He goes, "I need to talk to you." I said, "Man, I'm on the air. Leave me alone." He goes, "No, I need to talk to you." And I'm going, "Huh? What's he talking about?" He goes, "Hector's not coming." "Man, what do you mean Hector's not? He's snorting coke back at the hotel. He ain't coming." "What do you mean?" I said, "Oh, well, if he ain't coming, he ain't coming." He goes, "Pete, if he don't come, you don't get paid." All right. Wow. That's some incredible motivation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's some incredible.
But he came out and he showed. I think, what was it, the no contest that fight?
Yeah, it was the second round. He headbutted. He headbutted the boy. I mean, hey, so Lamont Roach, not to be confused with Freddie Roach. Does Freddie Roach have a better chance of beating Gervonta Davis on December 14th?
No, that's not fair. He doesn't. But Lamont Roach, I mean, Lamont Roach is a good fighter. I mean, I don't think he's great. I think he's a good, solid fighter. you know, but he's a smaller guy. I mean, as far as weight's concerned, you know, and they got a little bit of history, I guess, you know. I just don't think a fight with him and Tank should be on pay-per-view. I think it, I mean, if you want to make the fight,
bro,
I'm all for
bro,
it.
Bro,
I don't think
bro,
it should
bro,
be a
listen,
pay-per-view.
You just get mad, but you get, listen, I cut you the sports byline check. You guys get to buy all the pay-per-views on us, so there's never, as far as a cost, he's laughing. And the impeccable in the other room just fell off his chair. But the bottom line is, you know, the pay-per-view or not, we're going to watch it.
I think it's worth watching if, you know, if it's not pay-per-view. I don't want to pay, you know, $80 to see that.
So you break out the binoculars and like you do like I do. You watch it through Sox window.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a hassle. So it should be on, you know, free TV where I don't have to hassle and I could watch it on the big screen TV.
Here's a million-dollar question for you, Tommy D. What is free TV?
Anything that's on basic cable, I guess, or maybe on one of those ESPN apps or the Zone apps and stuff like, which is not free, but I mean, it's better than, you know, paying $80 for one event.
Is the Zone worth $30 a month?
You know, for me, I think it is. I subscribe to the Zone, so I'm gonna vouch for it. I just hope they don't increase the price again. You know, because they have fights every week. You know, so you're paying for more than one fight a month, more than one event a month. And they have other stuff on. They have old fights and stuff like that. You know, you can go back and watch past events. So to me, I think it's worth it.
Well, in hour number two, I'm going to go into depth on the promoter, Eddie Hearn. Of course, Eddie Hearn and DAZN have lost $1 billion together. But in hour number two, we'll do some proper boxing and go into Eddie Hearn in depth. Of course, Eddie is a promoter. They can't beat Frank Warren. What they went? He's going like 0-50 against. Is he like 0-49 against Warren or what?
It's something like that. I mean, he got embarrassed in within the 5 versus 5.
Yeah, no doubt
about
that.
He got embarrassed. He's not having a good year, Eddie Hearn. You know, and even yesterday, you know, it was a nice event. I think I don't know what the numbers were, but you know, his main guy didn't have a good showing. But at least he's got Ben Rodriguez. So I mean, he still kind of was the show last night overall. So
take a deep breath. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D will be on the other side of the break. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
Check it, May 1984. We're sitting in a big, giant hot tub. Looks like a big boxing glove or a teardrop, whatever you want to call it. It's like a swimming pool, but it's a hot tub at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. And a lot of the guys were sitting in there. Of course, I was like the only non-black guy, I think, sitting in the pool. And I'm Puerto Rican, so I'm 23% black. So I guess I'm partially black. Bottom line is, we were having we were capping on each other. I wasn't involved, you know, but the other guys were capping on each other. And Michael Nunn was there, and Pernell Whitaker was there, and Mike Tyson was there. And Mike Tyson was going back and forth with Michael Nunn. And Mike Tyson told Michael Nunn, "I knew your mama when she was hoeing." And whoa. Michael Nunn, 160 pounds, got up, walked across the tub, stood up, walked across the tub, told Mike Tyson, "MF, get your ass up right now. I'm going to beat the blah out of you." And guess what? Mike Tyson froze. He didn't move. Straight up, Mike Tyson in the news, of course, going to take on Jake Paul this week. But he froze in his last real fight against, the aforementioned Kevin McBride. So what I'm trying to tell you is, will Mike Tyson quit like a dog against Jake Paul? If he does, it will ruin his legacy. I think Tommy D was right about it. Tommy D, his legacy is on the line, even though at 58 years old, huh?
You know, with the way social media and the way people act now, I think it is on the line, right? Because at the end of the day, you don't want to be embarrassed. You're a professional fighter. You know, a lot of people's, favorite fighter of all time is Mike Tyson. A lot of people started watching boxing because of Mike Tyson. Right. Like, you know, and it would hurt him. It would hurt him really bad if he was to get embarrassed, this Saturday coming. You know what I'm saying? So I hope not. I hope it's a sparring session of some sort.
Not too many people saw the McBride fight. Tyson was at the end of the road. It was 2004. We're in Washington, D.C. I remember we had this big press conference at Howard University, the famous black, all-black university. Now, that was an epic event, no doubt about that. That's when I told Leila Ali, why doesn't she fight Ann Wolf? Remember, you know what she told me? Who's that?
No.
Who's that?
But that's what she said. Wow.
And I said, that would be like me asking your father who Joe Frazier is and him telling me who's Joe Frazier.
Wow.
Yeah, she dogged it, man.
I can't believe she said that.
Wow. No, that's Layla.
Yeah.
Layla, she's right. Layla ran from the media like J-Lo's running from the media right now regarding P. Diddy. I mean, you ask J-Lo a question, J-Lo turns around and runs. She don't even answer. Run. She leaves the room. I told you about that Suge Knight thing, right?
I think so.
Yeah, Suge Knight. I asked Suge Knight if he had a pornographic tape of Jennifer Lopez and P. Diddy, who was Sean Combs at that time, or Puff Daddy, or whatever the hell his name was. Bottom line is, he said to me, "Who told you that?" He didn't say no. I said, "Do you have it?" He said, "Who told you that?" He was trying to distribute this sex tape, and Jennifer Lopez got a court injunction and stopped him.
Wow. I never knew that.
So what I'm trying to say is, J-Lo was a hoe.
That's
the truth, man. Listen, when all these tapes come out, Tommy D, when these tapes come out, you're going to be so shocked that the world is going to be absolutely stunned. Absolutely stunned when these tapes come out, these celebrities that were involved. Now, I'm not talking about the people that showed up the early part of Puff Daddy's parties. I'm talking about the people that stayed late.
Well, It'd be embarrassing for sure. And, you know, J-Lo is from my borough here in New York, so.
Jenny from the hood. Hey, listen.
Jenny
I mean,
from the block.
Yeah, Jenny from the block. You know what? I always thought that Rosie Perez was nicer, though. I mean, I met them both. I thought Rosie Perez was nicer.
I've heard that, too. I've heard that J-Lo is not nice, period.
No, she had. Everybody was together. I think we were in Vegas, and she had a sneer on her face. Mm. You know, so I said, she doesn't look like a friendly lady. Now, Nonoa Inoue, would you consider him the best fighter in the world right now, Tommy D?
Yeah, I have him number one by far. I say by far, and that's because, you know, I think I've mentioned this before. I think Bud Crawford is number two pound for pound, but he's the inactivity. Like, you can't put somebody
old.
One, you know, if you're not fighting. And yeah, he's old, but he's still a bad man, you know. So, and he's undefeated fighter. He's undisputed, two different weight classes. I mean, you can't take that away from him, you know. But I can't put him number one when he's not fighting. He's not active, you know. So I got it, the monster's definitely a number one.
Okay, there's a bit of a rematch on this Mike Tyson card that will take place a Friday, November 15th. That's Friday, November 15th, not on a Saturday. Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. I thought Amanda like owned her the first time.
Yeah, it was a close fight, I thought it was clear. I thought Amanda won clearly in that fight. I thought Amanda messed up was she didn't get to finish her, because I think she had her hurt in the second or third round really bad, and I would have loved to see her, you know, put her out. But Katie Taylor came on strong, especially in the later rounds. You know, she came on wrong. She looked like she had, you know, more stamina, more endurance than Amanda in the late rounds, and I think she stole some rounds late. But I still had Amanda winning that fight, you know. So hopefully this fight, you know, we get a clear winner. And I think win or lose, I think Amanda should retire after this fight, because fights.
I'm glad you brought that up, bro. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. All the big fights left is going to be her, you know, having to fight at in a higher weight class. Like, she's fighting Katie Taylor, you know, at a bigger weight class than what she's usually fighting at. So she's taking a lot of punches. She's been in a lot of fights. She's made good money. She's promoting fighters now, you know. So hopefully win or lose, you know, this is it for Amanda, and, you know, she's done well for women's boxing.
36-year-old southpaw, of course, from Carolina, Puerto Rico, 47-2, never been stopped, 31 KOs. But she's got a small little tiny head, and she's not no 140-pounder.
No.
You know,
no, she could probably make
126.
Yeah, no, and that's what she used to fight, but like 130, I believe, or maybe 126. But like all the big fights, she would have to fight, you know, because what happens after this? If she wins this fight, you know, Alicia Baumgartner is probably, they're going to try to make a fight with her because she's a big name, right? But she'd have to move up and fight her in a bigger way. And I just don't, you know, I don't think it's worth it at this point. I think she's made good money, especially in that first Katie Taylor fight, you know, and salute to her. She's done great. And you know, now she's promoting other women fighters. So, you know what? After this, retire. You'll go down as one of the best Puerto Rican fighters, period, male or female, in the history of boxing.
47 minutes into hour number one of two, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studio. Sir Thomas DeLamuth is on the line. Tommy, is boxing in a good spot right now?
It's tough. That's the great debate about boxing, right? You know, as a boxing fan, I'd say yes, you know, because, I like everybody, and, you know, I like pretty much every fight. I always give, you know, all the fighters their credit, their just due. You know, so I think it's a good state. I just wish we would get maybe less pay-per-views and just more, you know, more quality. Like instead of more quality than quantity, right? Don't feed us garbage. You know, feed us some more quality fights. I want to see the top guys fight the top guys. I want to see the champions defend against the number one ranked opponents. You know, and I think that's what hurts boxing, when these guys fight, you know, these setups or these guys that don't deserve it. Like when we had, you know, Canelo against Berlanga. I like Berlanga to an extent, but he did not deserve that fight. We don't want to see pay-per-views like that, you know, so.
Well, it was a bit of a foregone conclusion going in there as far as Berlanga was concerned. And then Berlanga never stepped in behind any of his punches. He didn't have he didn't have the weight between his legs. You know what I'm trying to say?
No. Yes. No, I agree with you 100%. And it looked like it at times.
He weighed 190 pounds. Tommy D, he weighed 190 pounds, 192 pounds in the ring.
Yeah. and he didn't you know, put his will on Canelo.
But, you know, right? Listen, if you're overmatched, you do something stupid like you step on the guy's foot and try to clip him with a shot. You know, I mean, you try to make the fight happen. Berlanga yeah. didn't try to do anything. All Berlanga wanted to do was go the route
and get his money.
Okay.
And make it look good by, okay. you know.
Why? Here's another question for you. If box is in a good spot in your mind, How big a role is Japan playing in that? We've got Nonoa Noi. We've got Junto Nakatani. Of course, he's coming up at 118. Nonoa Noi is a world champion at 122. I mean, Japanese fighters used to be bums.
Yeah, but now they got the big star. Now they got the monster, and then they got Nakatani.
They got the Flintstone vitamins.
You think they got the Flintstone vitamins?
Well, come on, man! All of a sudden, are you trying to tell me they're eating more rice?
Maybe, but they're small guys.
I get that. But here's what's up. A lot of Japanese fighters were always they were always the B or the C side. Isn't that what you know? You went over to Japan. It wasn't really if you got screwed over in Japan, it was like on a bad decision. But for the most part, you weren't going to lose those guys because they seemed to be inferior to the most part, even in those lighter weights.
Yeah. No, I agree. But right now, listen, and then what's the other thing that people are criticizing over there? The stacking. They allow stacking over there. They some people claim that's a big deal.
What is stacking?
Stacking, I guess, with the wraps, the hand wraps.
Yeah. I know. Okay, what about you say boxing's in a good spot right now. With all these Russians and non-Americans being involved, and I'm gonna go Latino on you, and non-Latinos. I mean, come on. But for the most part, looks like the Russians are starting to take it away.
I don't see how. I mean, they're coming out of nowhere.
Artur Bedabev, Oleg Usyk, Dmitry Bivol. I mean, you see what I'm trying to say?
Janabek is Russian too.
But what I'm trying to say is that all these other nations seem to be getting stronger boxing wise. We don't seem to be getting stronger. We don't. You feel me?
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, so Tommy D, what's Tommy D's recommendation for a quick fix?
A quick fix?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like your guy in Saudi has kind of a, you know, something going on over there where it's helping, you know, making more quality than quantity and putting up, you know, the good fights. I mean, I think that's what we need more of that. We need the promoters to stop, you know, selling us, you know, lemons and sell us more quality and give us, you know, better fights. You know, I like the thing with Oscar this past week on Oscar's Thursday for the Clapback Thursday that he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came up with a lineup, you know, for Golden Boy versus Eddie Hearn. You know, and I like the lineup. You know, Virgil Hill versus Boots, that's a good fight. You know, Duarte against Devin Haney. You know, that would be a great card. Okay. But that we need cards like that. We don't get those cards anymore. The Don King cards that we used to get, we're not coming close.
You know what though? Here's what's up. Here's what you guys never realize. And for the most part, a lot of those Don King cards, although there were title cards, title fights stacked on them, a lot of them were one-sided fights. You know what I'm saying? Don used to keep his guys. Can I put this? One time we had a card in Las Vegas, and I think it started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and ended like at 10 o'clock at night. And they had to have two shifts of officials. That's how long, because Don really? Put everybody to work. And for the most part, a lot of those fights weren't competitive. I mean, back in the days when Christy Martin, you know, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of Christy Martin when she was Don King's queen of boxing, that kind of good stuff. I thought she fought a lot of setups. And when she fought Belinda Laraqueta, whoever her name was, a Puerto Rican girl from New York, the girl beat her down, didn't get the call. Remember that? Do you remember that?
I vaguely remember that.
It was on the Trinidad David Reed undercard. Of course, Trinidad, one of the greatest Puerto Rican fighters of all time. I saw a picture of Tito this week. He looks good.
He looks really good. He put some weight on him. I mean, he looks healthy.
Well, he was the biggest welterweight in the history of boxing, wasn't he?
Pretty much, yeah.
How he made 147, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll leave you with this thought. One night, he fought in Florida, and myself, Don King, and his father and a whole bunch of people sitting at the table, and O.J. Simpson. All of us were at this executive table having a private dinner, and, of course, O.J. Simpson was there. And that's when O.J. told me, we could talk about anything but the murders. That's what he told me, Tommy D.
He didn't say that. Come on, Pedro. He did. No, that's what he said.
Because I sat down right across from him. I said, hey, man, I said, Juice, you want to talk? I said, I remember you at Galileo High School back in San Francisco when you went to City College, and you scored like 9 or 10 touchdowns in a game, and you set out the fourth. He didn't play the fourth quarter. He scored like 10 touchdowns.
Wow.
He was amazing, man. No doubt about that. Of course, he did kill his wife, too. ain't no doubt about it. And he killed her boyfriend, too. There's no doubt about it. Tommy D, have a good week. Hug the wife for me.
All right, Pedro. Thank you.
Much respect. Sir Thomas Dillenbooth, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures, and we are all mortal.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 35th President of the United States, passed away November 22nd, 1963. Of course, shot in a car while he was driving through Dallas, Texas. May JFK rest in peace. But he's telling like it is there. Of course, a lot of division here in the country, but You know, we're all Americans. We need to come together as one. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This is hour number one of two. Of course, we have the Sports Byline News coming up at the top of the hour. That's 6 minutes. After that, we'll start hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll bring you Jerry Dennis. We'll get a little clip with him. Bottom line is we're going to go into Eddie Hearn and, of course, Eddie Hearn, the promoter extraordinaire, the guy that's lost over $1 billion. He runs the zone. We'll talk about that in depth. And Jorge Kawagi, 12-0, 12 knockouts, and guess what? 12 fixed fights. I witnessed one of them. I kid you not. Straight up, I'll get into that in depth. The greatest fraud in the history of boxing, and he was perpetrated by guess who? The WBC. That's right. We be clowns, we be crooks, we be Canelo, call it what you want, the world of bunko and chicanery, but we'll get into that in depth in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after news. Don't forget, open phone lines around the planet. You can join me if you like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, CRN. I keep going and going, SiriusXM. Ah, bottom line is, we're like on 1,000 different networks. But the bottom line is, you stay tuned on the same channel. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes up after the news right here on Sports Byline.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. Ja'Marr Chase had an explosive Thursday night football game with 264 yards and 3 touchdowns. Joe Burrow also threw for 428 yards and 4 touchdowns, but still could not get it done against the Ravens. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens had an up-and-down game offensively because of how good the Bengals defense was playing, but the Ravens eventually soared to a win. Now flying high, the Ravens have swept the season series versus the Bengals. Kicking off Week 10, that final score, 35-34. Sunday NFL action Week 10 kicks us off bright and early in Germany with the Panthers going against the Giants. The Bears host the Patriots and hope to claw their way to a win. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers looking to steal a win from the San Francisco 49ers. Chiefs will look to remain undefeated as they host the Broncos. The Bills will face off against the Colts in Indianapolis. The Washington Commanders will look to command their stadium and get a win at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Jacksonville Jaguars will host the Minnesota Vikings. The Saints are in desperate need for a win and fired head coach Dennis Allen earlier this week. They face off against the Falcons. The Chargers face off against the Titans and look to charge all the way to a win. The Cardinals will face off against the Jets. Cowboys looking to lasso a win against the Eagles in a big NFC East matchup. And we end Sunday night with Texans versus the Lions. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Can't wait for Black Friday? Same. Luckily, Kohl's savings start early. Shop Friday through Sunday and score so many deals. At the top of my list, Amazon Kids tablets for $49.99, 40% off Cozy Fleece, a Shark vacuum for $149.99, and with an extra 15% off, men's flannels are under $17. Plus, you'll earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 8th through 10th. Coupons do not apply to Amazon and Shark. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. 9 weeks in the books with 9 to go in the NFL regular season, and our Play of the Week record stands at 6-2-1. Last week, we suffered our second loss of the season as the Colts made a ton of mistakes, and yet we're within a field goal of covering versus the Vikings. Oh well, we're 1-1-1 back in Indianapolis this season. We're coming back with an AFC South team as our Play of the Week, one we've picked against a couple of times this season, and that's the Houston Texans as they host the Detroit Lions as we again choose the Sunday night NBC game. That's not by design. Congrats to the Lions this season. They're 7-1, and along with Kansas City, not Baltimore, are one of the two best teams in the NFL. And for ha-has, if you started betting the Lions once head coach Dan Campbell took the reins in Detroit, you've been rewarded nicely as he is 44-18 against the spread since his arrival. The Lions are coming off big rival Green Bay and a 10-point win at Lambeau Field this past Sunday, their first win outside this season. They were, however, outstatted in that contest, with the Packers outgaining the Lions 411 to 261 yards, although Green Bay played from behind for much of the game. Still, consider this. The Lions are on a six-game win streak, and over that span, they have scored more touchdowns, 28, than they have incompletions, 24. The Texans are coming off a Thursday night loss to the Jets and have had a week and a half to stew over that. Numbers don't lie. Houston has the second-best defense in the league to challenge the Lions, while the visitors from the Motor City are 21st on D. With two offenses that rank next to each other in the top 11, I see the Texans, with the extra half week of rest and prep time, pulling away from the Lions in the second half. Let's go Texans, plus 3.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it! This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this, I've been doing this now for decades, knocking out all bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest, so I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. You know more than I. So straight up, I open up the toll-free, if you dare, at the top of each hour, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, in this hour, we hear from Jared Ennis. He was the winner last night. Unimpressive in my mind. Of course, not according to the judges. I mean, the judges didn't give the other guy, Karen Tozelian, didn't give him much of a chance, no doubt about that, as far as the scorecards were concerned, because of the fact that he had lost a shutout prior to Jaron Ennis. Why they did it the second time, bottom line is, Karen was more competitive this time, but a couple of the judges didn't give him the props that he deserved. Straight up, we'll talk about that and more. Jaron Ennis will be here, of course. We'll also go into depth on Jorge Kawagi. 12-0, 12 knockouts, a Mexican congressman. I kid you not, a Mexican congressman who became a professional boxer and had 12 fixed fights. I told you about the one fight where he had the guy, a plastic surgeon, cut this guy's eye underneath the eye, in other words, so he would bleed during the fight and make him look better, make the other guy, Jorge Kawagi, look better. That's how orchestrated and choreographed these fights. That's how fixed they were, I kid you not. So we'll go into that in depth. 12-0, 12 knockouts, and we'll look at Eddie Hearn. Eddie Hearn, promoter extraordinaire. I keep telling the guy's a buffoon. He's lost $1 billion with his own. I mean, when is the time to show a guy the door? I mean, come on, when is it? After you lose $2 billion? I mean, come on. Bottom line is, I'm not impressed with Eddie Hearn. Never been impressed with him. Of course, Frank Warren's kicking his ass. And Frank Warren's famous for one thing, in my opinion. getting his ass kicked by Mike Tyson. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. One more time, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The impeccable one is in charge today. Let's hope he can control things. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
That's a phone call you don't want to make to 911. Hello? I mean, yikes. Straight up, I was a cop in You know, on the serious side, you know, sexual assault victims is really a delicate thing. And, of course, they've got more women involved now as far as police work is concerned. And back in my days, it was just a whole lot of male cops, and we really didn't know how to handle it. We weren't really trained for stuff like that. But the bottom line is sexual assault is pretty heavy, and most women never, ever recover. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Karen Chazazian is not a woman, although he fought Jerry Nunes once before and lost a 12-round decision, a 12-round shutout, and about 2 years ago. Bottom line is, he's a pretty tough guy, but I think he's small guy. He's 147 pounds, and size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Even though Karen won, I thought, the first three rounds last night, and it was pretty close. I mean, Ennis did score a knockdown, but Ennis was exposed in my mind. I mean, he got rocked a whole bunch of different times. He kept getting caught with right-hand leads and left hooks and this and that, so I wasn't impressed with him at all. And the bottom line is, you know, a lot of people were calling him the next welterweight king. Well, he never did anything at 147. Come on. At 147, he was supposed to fight Terrence Crawford. That never happened. The super fights at 147 didn't happen. At 154, I don't know if he's got it in him. He's sort of like Terrence Crawford. In other words, they were real good at 147, but they're not so good at 154. Straight up, let's hear what Jerry Nunes had to say post-fight.
For that fight as well. Because as well, don't forget, you know, a win over someone like Virgil Ortiz on a Riyadh season card is going to take his profile to another level. So it's going to be very tempting. And by the way, it's a brilliant fight. A brilliant fight. I mean, Boots against Virgil Ortiz is one of the best fights out there to be made. Not just in the division, but in the boxing. Two tremendous young fighters.
JP Miranda, LatinoSports.com. Question for both of you. Throughout the fight, Ryan Garcia was tweeting away, saying he would knock out Boots. If you had your choice between Ryan Garcia at 147 and having to continue to make that weight, are going up to 154 to face off with Virgil Ortiz, what would your choice be?
That's a big.
For both.
Yeah, bring him on, come on. So all you do is talk, tweet, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm here to make history. And I guarantee you, I'll fill him up. For sure.
What do you think, Eddie? If you had your choice.
I think, listen, Ryan Garcia is one of the biggest names in the sport. If he wants to fight at 147 against Boots, this is what I'm saying about the performance tonight. It was a good performance. It was nothing special. So people like Ryan Garcia are going to be sitting at home doing whatever they're doing and getting brave. Getting brave, what do you mean? Whoa, just watching the fight. What was you thinking? But they're going to get brave. Stanley Onis has been on. Oscar the Lawyer has been on. Ryan Garcia has been on. Good.
Well, Ryan's a major, major marquee fight.
Of course. Yeah. We've got, but listen, let's talk.
They can go ahead and fall for their beef if they want to.
The reality is, you know, if Ryan Garcia wants to come back from his ban in May or June or whenever he's going to come back and go straight into a fight with Boots Ennis, we would more than welcome that. You're only going to see the best of him against great fighters. And Ryan Garcia is a good fighter. You know, he's well out there, but he's a good fighter.
In the mid-1980s, I asked Bob Lee, who founded the International Boxing Federation, why do we need another sanctioning body in boxing? So one day, I'm with him in Biloxi, Mississippi, you know, and I asked him, why did you start the IBF? I mean, the WBA and the WBC, the ratings and the rules, they're confusing enough. I mean, because he said, and then he said to me, Jose Suleiman runs the WBC in favor of Mexican fighters, okay? Gilberto Mendoza Sr. of Venezuela runs the WBA and has a preference for South American fighters. Black fighters deserve a break, too. I said, a break, too? I'm perplexed. Are you admitting that the IBF, that you designed it with the intention of giving black fighters an edge or preference? He said, no. I'm looking to give black fighters an even playing field. The other sanctioning bodies are corrupt, sometimes outright crooked, in my opinion. They are against black fighters, and the IBF is not. 10 years or so later, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, doing the Evander Holyfield-Von Bean fight for Don King's King Vision Television. Walking into the weigh-in, there sat Bob Lee on the side of the stage with some IBF cohorts. Of course, the Holyfield-Bean fight was an IBF-sanctioned heavyweight title fight. Having had a working relationship with FBI agent Henry Schlump of Las Vegas and his FBI undercover agent, operative Fat Frankie Manzioni, that's right, Fat Frankie Manzioni, somebody showed me a videotape of Bob Lee in a Virginia hotel room taking cash bribes from then IBF ratings chief Doug Beavers. I kid you not. So Beavers and Lee are going back and forth on this FBI videotape. it actually was shot from a television. Actually, you know, the hotel room had a TV. They put the camera right in front of the TV. So, I mean, everything that's going on in the room was being televised. So, back and forth, Beavers and Lee are using code words to describe, like, Don King. They call Don King Fuzzy Wuzzy. And then they refer to the late, one-time humongous promoter Cedric Kushner. They called him the Fat Man. So, I mean, I knew all this before I approached Lee on the stage. So I asked Lee, hey, can I talk to you in private, Bob? I need to talk to you in private. He declines because he realized, man, I am the pit bull of boxing writers at that point in time. I mean, nobody's kicking my ass. North American Boxing Writer of the Year, not once but twice. So I was like, my headline, my byline was kicking ass back in the days before the internet. Anyway, bottom line is Lee declines and says that Lee declined, you know, going in private with me. It's probably something he probably still regrets to this day. Bottom line is, Pedro, you can ask me anything you want in front of these people. I said, okay, Bob, I've seen a film of you taking a bribe from Doug Beavers in a hotel room. Do you want to comment on that? He didn't comment on that. Bottom line is, but it wasn't just Don King and Cedric Kushner. Top-ranked President Bob Arum signed a Justice Department affidavit that he bribed Bob Lee with $100,000 in order to get undeserving German Axel Schultz in there with then-heavyweight champion, then-IBF heavyweight champion George Foreman. Lee, I'll give Lee some credit. He was old school, meaning he wouldn't snitch on Don King, Arum, or Cedric. Kid you not, he ended up spending close to like five and a half years in prison, with rumors abound that Don King and Cedric took care of the Lee family as far as money is concerned. Bottom line is that what's going on now with Canelo and the WBC? I mean, just preference, you know? Maybe you now can understand why I started to call the IBF the International Black Boxing Federation, the IBBF. Why? Because of the fact that, you know, they seem to have a slant towards black boxers. Recently, the IBF anointed Daniel Dubois, or Daniel Dubious, call him what you want. Bottom line is, he was a black Englishman. They made him their heavyweight champion. No vacant titles, has made him champion, of course, and put him in the ring with then a guy they thought that was going to win, and Anthony Joshua. That didn't happen, of course. Now you've got the IBF on one hand and the WBC, of course, run by Mauricio Sulaiman, the son of Jose Sulaiman. Of course, that's a family-run organization. I mean, the secretaries, everybody in the WBC is related, I kid you not. And the WBA, as I said, Mendoza, it was Gilberto Mendoza back in the senior back in the 1980s. Now it's Gilberto Mendoza Jr. I mean, they just passed it on. It's just like a family thing. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that we need to get rid of the sanctioning bodies. I don't know how you can do that, but we need to get rid of them. I used to be a big guy, a proponent of the sanctioning bodies. Why? Because I figured if there were four titles out there, that meant that four guys could win titles and make money and be world champions. Because, you know, most world champions aren't defending their titles three or four times a year. It ain't like old school boxing, okay? So I figured if you had three or four champions, then eventually you have an undisputed champion now and then. But the bottom line is you'd have four guys who were able to go out there and pimp off belts and make some money, more power to them. You can't make the money without the belt. The belt is part of the front nowadays. So I had to say, hate to put it like that. But the bottom line is that's just what it is. And when I look at the sanctioning bodies right now, like the WBC, of course, David Benavidez was the number one contender, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, but better than 3.5 years. They just forgot him. They decided, you know, he's moving to 170. We're moving him to 175. You're not going to get a fight with Canelo. Canelo's not going to fight you. What? You know what Canelo said? He said, "I'm not going to fight him because I don't want to. I deserve it. I deserve not to. I deserve the right to not fight him." I mean, that's what he said. I kid you not. I mean, could you imagine, like, a Muhammad Ali saying that to Joe Frazier, or Joe Frazier saying that to Muhammad Ali, or Marvin Hagler saying that to Ray Leonard or Thomas Hearns or something like that? Could you imagine that? Hell no, you couldn't imagine it, okay? But that's what boxing's become nowadays. Canelo Alvarez runs boxing to an extent as far as the WBC is concerned. The world, we be Canelo, we be clowns, the world of bunko and chicanery. There's all kinds of little nicknames we can give the WBC. But right now, I think they're failing boxing miserably by the fact that they're not making Canelo fight anybody. Now that Canelo's talking about going to England and take on either Conor Benn or Bailey Peck, one or the other. Bottom line is one of these guys is going to show up and probably get licked like a stab because they're not big enough to rumble with Canelo. That's what Canelo's looking for easy fights. That's not the way you do it. Chavez tried to get some easy fights at the end. I mean, you know, when he was starting to fade, his star was starting to fade, but he finally, the sanctioning bodies made him fight somebody. That's what happens. Champions get old, and eventually they have to lose to the younger guys. They're not allowing that to happen with Canelo Alvarez. In other words, this is a natural, this is the evolution of boxing. I mean, it evolves. In other words, you evolve, you become a champion. Guess what? At one point in time, unless you retire like John Stracy at the age of 27, you get old, you get beat up, and you're no longer a champion. Canelo's not playing that game because of the fact that Canelo's playing the game that he wants to play. In other words, he only wants to fight hand-picked guys. At the end of the day, it's ruining boxing, and the WBC, well, they continue to lose credibility. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So the mighty tower, mighty tower of power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Time to go back in time, November 7, 1988. Check that out. Donnie Lalonde is the WBC light heavyweight champion at that point, 175-pound champion. Of course, he and Ray Leonard were going to fight today. But let me take you back to the press conference that was held at the San Francisco Airport Hilton Hotel. I think it was the Airport Hilton. Anyway, bottom line is, I brought a measuring tape with me because I wanted to check Donnie Lalonde's reach because I was told Donnie Lalonde couldn't raise his left arm above his shoulder. In other words, he could put it out in the form of a jab, but if you asked him to raise it above his shoulder, he couldn't do it. He had some shoulder injury, this and that. So anyway, so I brought a tape measure with me, a tape measure. So I show up to the press conference, and I've got this tape measure, and we're asking questions, this and that. So, Donnie, you mind if I come up and tape you? And he didn't mind for a second. And then all of a sudden, his manager, Dave Wolf, jumped up. Dave Wolf was famous in boxing for two things. He managed Ray Boom Boom Mancini, and he had the second worst toupee in the history of boxing. The first was Don Stewart, who ran Newman's Gym in San Francisco, in California, no doubt about that. But Dave Wolf said, no, you're not measuring him. You're not measuring him anyway. I knew that Donnie had a defect as far as the left shoulder was concerned. He couldn't pump it out with the left shoulder. He punched harder with the right hand, of course, and he eventually knocked Ray Leonard down in that fight, of course. And when he knocked, not eventually, but he knocked Ray down about the third or the fourth round. And when he knocked Ray down, I said to myself, I jumped up ringside, I said, it's over. And everybody said, you mean it's over? I said, it ain't over for Ray. It's over for Donnie. Because once Ray got knocked down, Ray got up mad as he was. Because Ray was a determined dude, the most determined athlete I think I've ever seen in the sport of boxing. I take that back. The first Duran fight, and and Joe Frazier versus Muhammad Ali the first time. I think those were the two of the greatest exhibitions of mental strength I've ever seen in boxing, especially with Joe Frazier. I mean, Joe Frazier was getting beat on like he was getting beat on like a drum. This by hard punches by a real heavyweight from different angles in this, but Joe just kept coming and coming and coming. He mentally could not be beat. Like Duran, June 5th, 1980, he would not be defeated by Ray Leonard that day. He was walking through Leonard. He was possessed, no doubt about that. But then again, you don't have too many fighters like that. Possessed fighters, of course, Ray Leonard, when he got up off the deck against against Donnie Lon, he was possessed. He ended up stopping Lon, of course. And that was for the WBC light heavyweight title and the 168-pound title. That was when they introduced the super middleweight title. But that was back in the day, no doubt about it. Dave Wolf was a good guy to be around. Donnie was a great guy to be around. He was a class act. And, of course, Ray Leonard and I go back. We still see each other on occasion. It's always good, man. The greatest athlete I've ever seen in the history of boxing, without a doubt. I've never seen a guy as good as Ray Leonard. Not as good as, I'm talking about running, jumping, you name it, baseball, football, basketball. Ray did it all. I kid you not. The best fighter as far as welterweight is concerned. Of course, and who do I say that? Why do I say that? How can I say he's a better welterweight than Ray Robinson? Because Ray Robinson said it. That's right. When I interviewed Ray Robinson back in 1984, he said to me, it actually was June 12th, 1984, to be exact, the day of the Duran slaughter by Tommy Hearns. He told me that, you know, Ray Leonard was a younger, faster, harder-hitting version of himself. So what is he trying to say there? I think he's trying to say that he was a better fighter than him, of course, and I think that's the way it was. I think Ray was a whole lot better than Ray Robinson. Ray Robinson was good for his time because Ray Robinson was totally revolutionary. Everything he did was different. Nobody ever saw it before because boxers were like, you know, they stood and they slugged. You know, that's what they did until Ray Robinson came along with combinations and moving here and there and this and that. Although I still think a lot of his fights, the fights that he lost, I think he lost to inferior guys, I think they were fixed. I really do. I think that he was involved in the mob. I think the mob ran boxing. Whether Ray Robinson wanted to admit it, I mean, he had all this talent, and he lost to Carmen Basilio. I mean, come on, Carmen was a good guy, former welterweight champion this and that. But he you know, you wouldn't put him and Ray Robinson as far as in the same era. I mean, in the same level. You just wouldn't do it. But then again, Carmen Basilio beat Ray Robinson the first time. And, of course, he lost narrowly to Robinson in the rematch. And Robinson never gave him a third fight. And he hated Robinson for that. Speaking of Carmen Basilio, one of the worst guys I've ever met in my life. He insulted everybody around him. He insulted me. I remember we were with around Emil Griffith. Emil Griffith was a famous boxer, a middleweight boxer who killed Benny Kid Perret back in the day, and I think it was 1963 or 1964. He killed him in the ring. But what happened before the fight was Benny Perret called him a queer. You know, Emil was gay. Emil was gay. But back in then, you didn't do it. 1960, you go, hey, you know, you're a queer. Yeah, you didn't tell guys that. Didn't call them that, especially, you know, boxers. So anyway, I mean, I don't think that Emil Griffith tried to kill Benny Kid Perret that night, but it ended up happening, of course, and that sort of changed boxing forever. Of course, people said to me, that revolutionized the sport of boxing. That didn't revolutionize boxing. What did was the Dooku Kim fight back in 1982 with Ray Boom Mancini, aforementioned Ray Mancini. Of course, Dooku Kim would die in 11 rounds. I'll never forget what he wrote on his lampshade. Get this. The guy dies in the ring, like, you know, 13th, 14th round, something like that, against Ray Mancini. It was outdoors. But he wrote on his lampshade the day before the fight in his hotel room. He wrote in his native language, whatever it was, you know, I don't know. Bottom line is he wrote, kill or be killed. I mean, that's what it was. And, of course, he was killed. And, of course, that changed boxing. That implored the aforementioned Jose Suleiman. One of the great things he ever did, I thought, was making fights 12 rounds. Now, why do I say that? Because when I look at the 15-round era, they're all damaged. They're all busted. Most of these guys are, they just were, I mean, they're dead now. They're dead now. But for the most part, they lived a lot of their lives damaged because in the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th round, if you haven't got a fight decided after 36 minutes of battle, why do you need another 9 minutes? You don't. The bottom line is in those 13th, 14th, and 15th rounds, all that happened was guys got damaged. I saw it. I mean, when you look at Ken Norton, Joe Frazier, you look at Ali, Look at all these guys. I mean, any of those guys that went 15 rounds, with the exception of Roberto Duran, maybe, and the aforementioned Ray Leonard, outside of those two guys, everybody shows residual damage from professional boxing, especially the era that had to go 15 rounds. It was just too long. I mean, the bottom line, I'll say it again, if the fight's not over after 36 minutes, you really think an extra 9 minutes is going to count? Bottom line is, coming up next week, of course, we've got a good fight card. Of course, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, and that's going to be part of the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson card. And of course, in a couple of minutes, I'll bring in Kingsley Obe, of course, the twice-beaten heavyweight sensation. He's my guy. He's a house heavyweight. And we'll try to get him to expand on the Mike Tyson fight, because is it a fight or not? I mean, as I said, the impeccable one didn't want to fight Mike Tyson, or Mike Tyson didn't want to fight him, so that fight was off, and in stepped Jake Paul. So it was Jake Paul or Mike Tyson. Now, is Mike just looking to make money, or is Mike really going to show up and do something? Because his reputation will be on the line. I tell you what, somebody else's reputation will be on the line as well that same night. Katie Taylor. Of course, she's the young lady from across the pond, the Irish key lad, and and of course, she's taking on Amanda Serrano in a bit of a rematch. Serrano beat her the first time. I thought it was a 10-round fight. I thought that Amanda Serrano won clearly like 6 or 7 rounds, and the bottom line is I think she knocked her down and hurt her in 1 round, but the bottom line is at the end of the day, Katie Taylor got the call, and Amanda Serrano showed more class after that fight than I've ever seen in an athlete ever. I mean, when you've got screwed to that point, I mean, she was basically, I don't want to say, she was like pugilistically sodomized. Like, okay, that's how bad that decision was, okay? And she was like, you know, she was all happy. Not happy, but gracious afterwards. She shows you it was a good sport, you know, unlike me. I mean, win or lose, I was a turd. I just was. My mother had to put me in check on the way to press conference. One more time she told me, look, Pete, I don't want you kicking this guy's ass again. I said, well, he's a bum, blah, blah, blah. No, no, you beat him once in the ring. You already beat him, right? You beat him. I said, yeah. She goes, don't go to the press conference and beat him up again. I said, why, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm loud, right? I wouldn't want to talk smack. She goes, because I've been there when you've lost, and that's not a good thing to be with. So the bottom line is, let his parent have a good time, go in there and tell him how great he was. And I went in there and told the guy how great he was, and he wasn't all that great, but the bottom line is, I did it, and yeah, I felt pretty good about it. At the end of the day, of course, Mom did a lot for me. My mother was, how can I put this? She's been gone now since 2006, so it's been like 18, almost 19 years, and I think about her all the time. In fact, you know, I still run some of the same courses that she used to drive the car. In fact, let me tell you what happened. I told this story before. I lost a close decision because I got tired. It went from 1 minute to 2 minute rounds. I lost this 2 minute round fight. Okay, first time I ever fought in a 2 minute round fight. Anyway, I think I was 16 or 17. Anyway, bottom line is, she says to me, you know, you're not going to embarrass the family. I said, embarrass the family? What are you talking about? She goes, you know, you lost. I said, I lost close fight. She goes, yeah. She goes, but you didn't lose because you were, the guy was better than you. You lost because you got tired. She goes, you look like you had asthma. And I went, because I was an asthmatic. And I went, Mom, how could you say this? She goes, no. She goes, but get this. If you want to continue, it's cool. She goes, well, I'm going to be your running coach. I said, me and your trainer have come together. We're going to decide I'm going to be your running coach. I said, you're going to run with me, Mom? She goes, no, I'm going to drive the car. And she did drive the car. She drove the car on some of the roughest terrain on the San Francisco Peninsula. I kid you not, she ran me up different mountains. And if I didn't want to, and when I wasn't running according to her clock, right, she hit the horn. I mean, here she is driving me straight uphill, you guys, straight uphill, and she's calling for sprints. I mean, that's how tough Mom was. But guess what? I ended up winning 4 Golden Glove championships, so I guess Mom did a good thing. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If things go right, Kingsley Obey will be here on the other side of the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I might go down in history as being the highest publicized fight in the history of the fight game. The most talked about, the most, I would say, probably controversial, the most loved, the most hated.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I told you I was going to the career of a guy that, wow, let me tell you about this. His career began Saturday night, November 10th, 2001. Of course, Floyd Mayweather is here in town in San Francisco. He was taking on Jesus Chavez. Of course, he would beat him on a decision in 12 rounds. But the bottom line is, Agapito Sanchez fought that night. Of course, he was the late Agapito Sanchez. He was from the Dominican Republic, I believe. He was the dirtiest fighter in the history of boxing, and he was beating Manny Pacquiao up pretty good that night. Of course, hit him with low blows, but he was beating Manny Pacquiao. And I thought that the referee, Marty Dinkins, saved Manny Pacquiao's superstar status, because I think Agapito Sanchez was on his way to either just roughing Manny Pacquiao up to the point where he never really became a superstar. But the bottom line is, Manny Pacquiao won that night. On the same card, we had Jorge Kawag. Take that back. Let's go to Phoenix and bring in Kingsley Ibe. Well, Kingsley Ibe is a ranked heavyweight, of course, comes to us from the desert down there. Kingsley, how's life treating you?
Good, good. Happy Sunday, Pedro. Hope you're doing well with yourself.
I'm doing just fine, my brother. So the King, we ask you, is Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, is that a real fight?
Oh, man. Definitely. I think it's a real fight, but I don't see it as a real boxing fight. But if you ask me, I definitely think Mike Tyson is going to take it.
Take it like how? I mean, what is it then? Is it a farce? Is it a fraud? Is this WWE with boxing gloves?
Yeah, it's the new business now. But one thing I'll say is, you know, you can never count Mike Tyson out if you watch him from back. But business wise, I personally think it's amazing for the sport. It's connecting the old school people who loved the sport from back in the day when Tyson was still kicking everybody's head off versus the new school.
That was 40. I know, but that was 40 years ago, champ. And Kevin McBride in 2004, Kevin McBride beat him so bad that it was embarrassing back there in Washington, D.C. I was ashamed at night.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, and I see where you're coming from. But if you've watched the new videos of Tyson training, you could tell he's in it. He still has that fire, you know, and he has something to prove that he's still the greatest of all time. And, you know, Jake Paul, I don't think he really knows what he's stepping into. One thing you could say is, you know, even though Tyson is older, but he still has that power. He might not be as quick and fast, but all he needs is one good punch. And Jake will be on the canvas, you know, ass up. Excuse my French.
You know what is crazy about Tyson? I watched him work in the gym, and I remember he was giving like guys $2,000 a day sometimes when he was in his prime. $2,000 a day to spar with him. I mean, he was a rough guy. But I remember one day at Johnny Taco's gym, he went through four sparring partners. He ran out of them. In other words, he knocked out four guys.
Yeah. And, you know, I still believe he still has that power, because obviously, even though, you know, we get older, but the strength is the last thing to go.
Okay, King. Yep. How's he gonna win? And does Jake Paul have a chance here, or is this just Mike Tyson's gonna blow him out in like one or two rounds?
I think Mike Tyson is gonna at least have, you know, even if you watch his previous fight, if he doesn't knock him out in three, it might go the distance. So I would bet Tyson in three to knock Jake Paul out. But if that doesn't happen, you know, I would pick Jake going the distance just because younger durability and, you know.
Okay, 14-2, 12 KOs. What's next for you? You got a fight set up?
Yes, actually. We just got January 10th lined up in Seattle, Washington.
I can't believe they would bring you back to Washington. You just beat up. You just knocked out their undefeated guy up there. Going to bring you back up there?
Yeah, they love it. They want us back right away.
Right,
you know,
on.
The phone rings. We're ready to answer the phone.
That's good. So who you got a name on this guy?
Yeah, I can disclose it first, but the date is set. You know, okay. They're still, you know, signing everything out, but it's going to be an interesting one. I said definitely don't miss it.
Okay, well, we wish you the very best of luck. We look forward to talking to you before then, man, brother. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Pedro. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Kingsley Ibe, of course, the world-ranked heavyweight, 14-2, 12 knockouts. No doubt about that. He might be the future of Nigerian boxing here in America as far as heavyweights are concerned. Now, I go back to the date I was talking about. Manny Pacquiao was getting embarrassed by Agapito Sanchez. Floyd Mayweather, of course, easily won his decision. I take it back. He stopped Jesus Chavez in 9 rounds. Of course, that was when Mayweather was Mayweather at 130 pounds. After that, 135, 140, 147, 154. Mayweather is not really Mayweather. Of course, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and it affected Floyd Mayweather without a doubt. That's why he became a slapper and a runner at a heavyweight, because he didn't belong competing with these guys. Now, on the same card, this Mexican congressman makes his professional debut here in San Francisco, right? And he takes on Perry Williams. He knocks out Perry Williams in the first round. Perry Williams was making his pro debut as well. But I didn't think nothing of it. You know, I mean, just they told me, hey, he's a Mexican politician. So anyway, his name was Jorge Kawagi. So Jorge Kawagi, the name sort of sticks in my mind because of the fact that I'm doing the fight card that night and doing stuff for for newspapers and this and that and writing down the entire card. So anyway, he was 1-0 with one knockout. So then I go down to Mexico. I think I was in Mexico it was 2003. Was it 2003? I think it was 2003. Bottom line is we're in Mexico, and we're going to Mexico City, and we're there for the WBC convention, and this guy is going to be fighting. And I'm saying to Jorge Kawagi, yeah, he's undefeated as a congressman. He's going to be fighting. So he shows up for a fight, this and that, and the guy that he fights, it's an obvious fix in my mind. I mean, I'm watching this. The guy took a dive. His name was Alexei Osakin. He fought him twice. He was 11-15 and 11-14 both times when he fought this guy. But when he fought Jorge Kawagi the second time, I think this was in Mexico City at the Monumental Plaza de Toros. Bottom line is, it was a fix. It was a knockout in one round. And I was jumping up saying to myself, geez, what's going on here? I think they gave him some WBO cruiserweight, a WBC light and cruiserweight. Bottom line is, they were trying to give him all kinds of different titles. And I couldn't figure out why they're giving this guy titles. Anyway, turns out he was a corrupt or somewhat of a corrupt politician, or a guy that that thought that he could buy his way into the world of professional boxing. So he went 12-0 with 12 knockouts. Get this, 12-0 with 12 knockouts, and all the fights were fixed. In fact, that one fight I told you about, I mean, that was a mind blower, the one he fought the one guy down there in Mexico, and the guy cut himself with a razor blade before the fight. Imagine that. I mean, that's how rigged and fixed these fights were, that he cut himself before the fight. Of course, Kawagi, now, I saw a picture of him about 3 or 4 months ago. He's like a weird bodybuilder. But the bottom line is, somebody asked me who was the biggest fraud in the history of boxing, and I think it had to be Jorge Kawagi. The fact that Buck Smith went down there to Mexico City, Buck Smith ended up with a record of 183, I think 15, and a couple of draws. Kid you not. He had a good record, but fought a lot of bums like me and Paley in the other room. You know, a lot of guys were going to lay down for him. There's no doubt about it. Buck Smith fought a lot of non-entities. That's how he made it from like 160 pounds to 185 pounds and was competitive at all those weights. Anyway, bottom line is Buck Smith, a plastic surgeon cut Buck Smith below the eye or above the eye before the fight in order for Kawagi to hit him and open up the cut and make it look more dramatic for Kawagi. That's how choreographed these fights were. So when he fought this Alexio Sokin down there in Mexico City, I'm saying to myself, man, this doesn't look right. This is a fix. And, of course, everybody was applauding it, having a good time about it, this and that. And I say to myself, something is amiss here. There's no doubt about it. But the guy ended up going 12-0 with 12 knockouts, and all 12 fights were fixed. So what do I say? That is the biggest fix in the history of boxing. Without a doubt, it was Jorge Kawagi. Now, coming up, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, my personal feelings on this is that Mike Tyson is looking to make some money. There's no doubt about it. He's made a lot of money in retirement. He's worth a lot of money. He doesn't need to fight. It's not like he's like Buster Douglas where he's broke. Is Buster Douglas broke? Yeah, I think he is. Of course, guy that made $24 million against Evander Holyfield to fight after the Mike Tyson fight, turned down the Tyson rematch. Of course, ended up going with Evander Holyfield instead for $24 million and got knocked out in two or three rounds. Remember that? He was looking up at the lights. He used his glove like didn't want the lights bothering him over his eyes, so he put the glove over his eyes. I kid you not. Of course, when I asked Mills Lane, the late referee, let's get it on Mills Lane, my broadcast partner, who was a referee for that fight, do you think Buster Douglas took a dive? He goes, we never tried to get up, did he? He never tried to get up. He just didn't. Straight up, Buster Douglas, of course, pulled off the upset of the world, upset as far as heavyweight champions are concerned, of course, a 37-1 underdog. And one guy that did bet on Buster Douglas going in, believe it or not, was Ron Borges, formerly of the Boston Globe. He was a boxing writer. In fact, somebody asked me the other day who I thought were the best boxing writers. Well, Ron Borges used to steal a lot of my stuff from Flash Magazine, Boxing Update. In fact, it got so bad that I sent a letter to the editor, and I showed him where he was stealing from my column, you know, from the magazine, where he was stealing from my column. And on the internet, kids said. So anyway, the Boston Globe changed their approach. Some of this column has internet reports in it. Bottom line, okay, that's not a story. Anyway, Ron Borges, pretty good writer, no doubt about that. But I thought Wally Matthews of New York News Day was a great, great writer, without a doubt. Mike Marley, the New York Post, was a fantastic writer. Of course, Phil Berger of the New York Times, I didn't think much of Phil. Phil didn't do anything for me. He just didn't. Of course, Michael Katz of the New York Daily News, he was a good writer. But those were the New York guys. On the left coast, we had Earl Gutsky down there in L.A. running for the L.A. Times. Of course, in San Francisco, we had Jack Fisk, the godfather of boxing writers, my mentor without a doubt. I mean, he, of course, started writing in 1954 for the Chronicle. He retired, I believe, in 1994 after 40 years. Of course, the best boxing writer in the world without a doubt. But he couldn't pick fights well. Somebody told me that he made money picking fights, going against Jack Fisk picks over the years. I don't know if he was that bad. But the bottom line is Jack Fisk was a hell of a boxing writer. No doubt about that. And this was the guys I tried to follow in. I mean, when you look at great writers of this and that, you know, there's predecessors and they pass things along from generation to generation. Well, because of the internet, there was no generation. There was no torch being passed this time. The media died. I mean, if you can't see it, I mean, Einstein in 1949, Albert Einstein said, at one point in time in the near future, he goes, big billionaires and corporate entities will own the media. Therefore, we will not have a fair picture of the entire world. We don't know who to believe, who not to believe, that kind of good stuff. And that's the way the internet sort of scrambled the world of news. Back in the day when the Fifth Estate was involved, these guys like Mauricio Sulaiman and pulling the crap that he was pulling with Canelo Alvarez, he couldn't pull that crap off. He couldn't pull that spit off spit with an H. He couldn't do it. I mean, they couldn't. They because the Fifth Estate was there, because people made them answer. There was somebody to answer to. There's nobody to answer to right now. I mean, the WBC issues their own press releases every day, WBC News, this and that, and people have to take it as gospel. At the end of the day, it's just pablum. And I'm telling you like this, without the Fifth Estate, I think the world is going to be a sadder place. I mean, the Fifth Estate meaning the entire world of journalism. As far as politics, government, sports, the whole nine yards, we were better with journalism. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Michael Gerard Tyson going to take battle this Friday night, of course, against Jake Paul. And I got to ask the impeccable one. You're a bit younger than me. Was Mike Tyson instrumental in your generation? Was it something you watched?
We talked about Mike Tyson all the time, sure.
Okay, and what do you think of Mike Tyson and Jake Paul then?
Well, I hope he knocks him out. People in my generation, we talk about Jake Paul too, but we don't like him.
You don't like Jake Paul. Straight up, that is the impeccable one. Of course, my impeccable promoter, the one, the only, Bailey Peck. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing. According to my house historian here, Frank 1961, who I thank week in and week out, he said they sent me a clip here. It says that Mike Tyson tickets used to be $130. Now they're going for $30 each. So from $130 to $30, that tells me that tickets are not selling. And you know what? The bottom line is, you know, they put this in this big stadium, Jerry Jones Stadium. Of course, Jerry Jones owns Texas, no doubt about that. But, you know, In fact, I think if it wasn't Jerry Jones, Errol Spence would have never fought again. But the bottom line is Jerry Jones runs anything as far as athletics are concerned in Texas. But he's not going to be able to get people to come to this fight. I just don't think, you know, I don't think so. I think most people consider this a bit of a joke. And if Mike does come out and blows Jake Paul away, of course, it's going to ruin Jake Paul as far as his future is concerned. But then again, Jake's won a lot of money. He's been a bit of a fraud. He's never going to be heavyweight champion of the world or a lightweight or light heavyweight champion of the world or cruiserweight champion of the world. He's never going to be a world champion, okay? But yet the WBC wanted to put a belt on him. That sort of says something about the WBC, doesn't it? Bottom line is, at the end of the night, this fight will be on Netflix. I don't have Netflix, but some people do. Of course, you can steal Netflix if you have the right. Did I say that? You can borrow Netflix if you have the right, you know, connections as far as the internet is concerned. Listen, there's nothing you can't steal anymore. I'm figuring this out. It's like blowing my mind. There's nothing you can't steal anymore. I mean, who pays for pornography? Not that I would, but who pays for porn? Nobody. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, the internet has sort of ripped people off as far as like artists are concerned. I'm talking about like songwriters and stuff. I mean, Bruno Mars puts out an album, right? They put it on YouTube, plays one time, guy steals like everybody downloads. It's done. He's done, right? Can't sell 19 million records that way. At the end of the day, I think the internet ruined a lot of things. But then again, there are some positives in the internet. I just can't think of any right now. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, produced on Sunday by the impeccable one, Mr. Bailey Peck. Of course, he is my man on Sunday, of course. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, it's been tough sometimes because I get off of my tangents and I go here and I go there. I don't weave. I don't do the weave like the president or the upcoming president does. But the bottom line is I have a good time here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, both Saturday and Sunday, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. And, of course, Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next Saturday, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network 2024. Straight up, thank you so much for tuning in.
I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned. If it means it's me, what's getting back?